money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank, money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk, so talk money.
Ash cash show, ash cash show. The ash cash show, ash cash show. The ash cash show, ash cash show. The ash cash show, show, show. Ash cash show, ash cash show. The ash cash show, ash cash show. The ash cash show, ash cash show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the AshCashShow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Yo, not for nothing though, you know what I'm saying? Because I got my new polos. But yo, fash out to my brothers. You know what I'm saying? We on our push-up challenge. So we got a group. You know what I'm saying? Fast shout out to my guy Slim Guy Strength. You know, my brother Munir is leading the charge. If anybody want to get right, get their body right, you know, my guy Munir, you can follow him in here, Slim Guy Strength. He got online programs. He could coach you online and all that stuff. So if you want to get Brocky, you know what I'm saying? You're tapping with my guy, you know what I'm saying? So we got a group, right? So me, Ramaya, fast shout out to Vaughn. And we got a weekly push-up challenge. And so, like, not for nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, my, you know what I'm saying? I be feeling Brocky, like, yo, I'm telling you. I have my basketball yesterday because, like, you know, my Achilles is getting a little better. So I just wanted to see, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to see if I had it, you know what I'm saying? So I took the ball out, right? I took the ball out and I was like doing my move, like, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to see with the Achilles, do I still got a quick first step? You know what I'm saying? I was like, is my first step still good? But long story short, I started shooting, and as I start shooting, I start seeing like little muscle, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, hold on, y'all see all that? Like, I start seeing little tricep muscles and all that. I'm like, yo, I'm looking, bro. Yo, look, like I can't even fit. I can't even, yo. You know what I'm saying? My gun's looking Brocky out here. So I'm like, oh, this is. So now I'm about to, yo, I'm telling you, I'm about to, I don't know. Who with me, y'all? What we doing? What we giving up? Yo, I think I'm going to give up. I'm going to give up. How about pause? How about we give up meat for the month? Jump man. Tony, what up? Yo, what if we give up? Yo, what we doing, yo? Cause I'm about to accelerate this. If I'm doing, yo, for the whole month of December, right? For the whole month of December, yo, what we giving up? And it's dope though, because you know what I'm saying? Munir gives us our, you know what I mean? Like a challenge. And if we don't meet it, you know what I'm saying? We got to cash app him. You know what I'm saying? So that's the incentive. And I cashed app last week because we were like a little aggressive. So we did 1,000 push-ups. I was like, nah, that's too much right now. Not for right now, you know what I'm saying? But yo, what we doing? What we doing? Like, what we cutting out for December? I'm talking about for the whole month, not just Fridays. Yo, I gave up meat. All right, bet. Let's do that. Pause. So yo, it's so crazy. Let me tell you. For Thanksgiving, right? For Thanksgiving, I had turkey, right? You know what I mean? I don't eat pork. I don't eat beef. I only eat chicken and turkey, right? And for Thanksgiving, it's weird though. I'm gonna tell you it's weird because for Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? I was eating turkey, and as I was cutting the turkey, I don't know, this thought came in my head. And even though the turkey was prepared, it was halal turkey, you know what I'm saying? So it was the turkey was, you know what I'm saying? But even in that. As I'm cutting the turkey, I was like, man. I was like, yo, this used to be like a living. And I was just, some in my spirit was just like, that ain't right, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I'm cutting the turkey to make my turkey sandwich, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something that was just like, yo, this is just, I don't know. It's just something. It was something about actually, like, if you buy sliced turkey, it's different. You know what I'm saying? You buy sliced turkey. Like, I don't know, it's just weird, but like to actually like be touching the actual bird and with a knife cutting it, it just at that moment, you know what I'm saying, something came to me. So yeah, let me know, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, it ain't look. Blue Five Key says it ain't right, but it's good. So yeah, yo. So 31 days. What we doing? Let's do a challenge or something, right? So no meat, no sugar either, though. You know what I'm saying? No meat, no sugar. So no meat for 31 days. Let's just go. You know what I'm trying to say? Let's just go in. Let's just go into 2022 in God's will. Let's just go in clear-minded. You know what I'm saying? Let's go in clear-minded. Let's go in, you know, working hard. Let's go in with intention. Let's go in knowing, right? Let's go in knowing that, you know, 2022. Yeah, no bread. Yup. So look. Look, no fried foods. We good. All right. So we add into it. All right. So look, no fried foods, no bread, no meat, and no sugary drinks. Okay, are we good with that? Are we good? Look, are we good with that? Oh, y'all want to add audiobooks? We can do that too. Hey, yo, honestly though, I'm gonna tell y'all. Last time. Nah, hey, yo, Stacy, forget 10 days. We doing it for the rest of the month. It's about 10 days. No. What's 10 days? Sugar is the devil. Sugar is the devil. We not doing sugar for the rest of the month. And watch how good you feel. Hold on. This is what we're gonna do. Look, I'm gonna write this down. I'm gonna email this or something. We're gonna write this down. Yo, Ramayan, see if you could do like a chat, you know, like a challenge thing for me so I can post it on social media. Look, so we're gonna do this. So for 31 days, right? For all December, right? We got meditation. So we're gonna say no meat at all. Pause, right? We said no fried food. No fried food. Sugar? We said no sugar. Sugar is crack, I'm telling you. No sugar. No sugar. Oh, no bread, right? No bread, right? So that's four no's. We need some yeses. So we need yes. We need yes. One. Can we do a gallon of water? Can we do a gallon of water? That's too much. Gallon of water a day. Is that too much? Look, gallon of water. Yes. So look. Somebody said an audio book because look. Now there's a lot left. Because I'm gonna tell y'all. The Science of Getting Rich, every time I listen to that book, 30 days straight, I always kill my numbers. Whatever my numbers are, I kill my numbers. So I want y'all to do the same thing. So we're going to go back to that. So for the whole month of December, I need you to listen to The Science of Getting Rich every single day. But maybe we say one audio book a day. I don't know. But I would tell y'all do Science of Getting Rich. What else? We need two more yeses. What else we doing? 20 minute exercises. All right. So yes, 20 minute exercise per day. All right. What else we got? What else we doing? So we got no meat. So for the month of December, this is the Mind Right Body Right Challenge. We're gonna go crazy with this. Yo, everybody, I need y'all to do a before picture and then use the hashtag mind right body right. That's what we're gonna do, right? Mind right body right. So we're gonna do no meat, right? Oh yeah, prayer meditation. Absolutely. That's number one. That's number one. Number nine should have been number one to me. Right, so prayer and meditation. That's what I'm saying, and is better than or. Prayer and meditation. You know what I'm saying? Prayer and meditation. So my, this is the Mind Right, Body Right Challenge, right? Mind Right, Body Right. You know what I'm saying? Mind Right, Body Right. So for 31 days. Hey, Lo, what up? Hey, Lo, I'm about to be in Houston, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow, so I got to get right. 31 days, right? So 31 days. We do a no meat, no fried food, no sugar, no bread, right? For the rest of the month. For the rest of the month, no meat, no fried food, no sugar, no bread. Also, we're going to do prayer and meditation every morning, 1 gallon of water, 1 audiobook every day, and then 20 minutes of exercises. Tony said at least work out 3 times a week. Now we're doing 20 every day. Hey, Tony, we're doing every day, minimum 20 minutes every day. So we do it every single day. You gotta do at least 20 minutes. Hey, I'm telling you, I go see my doctor on Tuesday. Once the doctor tell, because I've been good, but I haven't been stressed. When the doctor tell me that I'm good money, because I'm telling you, my first step's still good. And I'm about to rip. I'm telling you, look at these guns though. Yo, and that's just us doing our push-up challenge. Like, imagine when I start eating better. Hey, yo, I'm telling you, I'm looking Brocky out here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking Brocky. chill. All right, so we good, right? Anybody want to add something else? Are we adding anything else? Are we good? We going no meat. Right? We're going no meat. We're going no fried food. We're going no sugar. Right? Nah, don't even tell yourself that. If you say it's hard, that's what it's going to be. Pause. If you say that no sugar is going to be the hard part, that's what it's going to be. You just got to, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to go with it. You just got to go with it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, so for the next 31 days, you know what I'm saying? For the next 31 days. Oh, somebody said no dairy. Are we adding that? Are we adding, are we adding no dairy? Juice at least 2 times, 2, 3. I want to make it not simple, but because juicing take a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, what are we doing? Swap the sugar with fruit. Look, No. You're not trying. Look. Let me tell y'all something. This is about commitment. No, we not trying this. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Anybody who default, y'all gotta cash at me. Nod to the no dairy. All right. Yo, we're not trying this. We doing this. It's commitment. I need a commitment. You know what I'm saying? Like it's time to have a commitment. It's not like I'm gonna try it. If you gonna do it, that's it. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna do it, you gonna do it. It ain't I'm gonna try, I'm gonna see, because that's the failure already. We don't even play that over here. I don't even know who said that. I don't even know who said I'm gonna try. Like who mans is this? Who mans is this? Yo, how you on here talking about I'm gonna try? Nah, who mans is this? We don't try over here. If you make the commitment, you make the commitment. You know what I'm saying? If you make the commitment. All right, yeah, let's get a Facebook. All right, copy. I'm gonna get a Facebook group popping for accountability. Let's go. That's what we're gonna do. Yo, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to Facebook group. Yeah, so I'm gonna how we gonna do this? All right, so look, I'm gonna post it, but we gonna get a Facebook group popping for this, right? We're gonna get a Facebook group popping. That's why, look, Facebook group popping. Stay tuned. I'll get everything rocking like soon, and let's get a Facebook group. Let's get accountable. Mind Right, Body Right. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? And Munir, make sure you in there. Greg, all my physical, you know, all my trainers, make sure y'all in there to give us support, to tell us how to do stuff. You know what I'm saying? So let's get that popping. Mind right, the mind right, body right challenge. You know what I'm saying? And look, here's what I'm gonna do. Wait. Here's what we're gonna do. Let's do like a prize or something like that. I don't know. How much? Like 100, 500 with the best transformation. Yo, the best body transformation January 1st. The best body transformation January 1st. I'm giving $500 to. And so here's what it is. But I'm in it too, though. So if my body transformation is better than everybody's, I win too. I don't give up nothing. You know what I'm saying? The best body transformation. So don't mean like if you skinny and like, you know what I'm saying? It just gotta be the best one. The best body transformation. Right. And so you gotta write the date. You gotta write today's date on it and then take a picture and just put the picture in the Facebook group. Like we don't gotta put it on social. But take a picture, right? Take a picture and the first you know what I mean? If you take a picture with the date on it, you won't be able to, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. We'll get it going. We're building this as we go. The mind right, body right challenge. Look. Dre Hatchett, the legend. Salute, Kate. Salute, my G. All right, so yeah, so this is what we're gonna do, right? Can we do it on another platform like IG? Facebook just easier though, because IG is hard to share pictures and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So Facebook is easier to do like pictures and things like that. You know what I'm saying? All right, what we doing? All right, hold on. Where we at? So look, it's time to soldier up, y'all. No trying, though. You know what I'm saying? No trying.
You cannot be a believer until you see your own life and the misery thereof and want to change it. Are you committed?
Are you committed? Hey, yo, hold on. Let me tell you something. Committed. Hold on. And that was the perfect layup, right? Hey yo, this is proven facts though, right? This is proven facts. Here's the proven fact. If you feel good, right? If you feel good, everything else falls into place, right? There's no debating that. If you feel good, right? If you feel good about yourself, if you feel good, then everything else starts, like, you've never been in a situation where you were feeling good and bad things happen. Because even when you feel good and something that would have felt bad, right, happens, you still look at it differently so it's not that bad, right? So feeling good actually attracts you more things, right? And when you eat right, when you exercise, when you meditate, when you pray, your body feels good, so your mental feels good, and so now you will attract more good things into your life. So while we calling this the Mind Right, Body Right Challenge, the truth of the matter is that it's not really only about, right, just getting your body right, it's also getting your, that's what's called mind right first. You're getting your mind right first, and your mind right is going to make you feel right, and that feel right is going to make you attract more feel right. And if you do that for the whole month, how is it your 2022 going to be the best year of your life? Yo, you coming into 2022, you coming into the game with good health, mind, body, spirit. How is not going to be your best year? How you not going to have a six-figure, seven-figure month? How that's not going? How? How? We doing it backwards. We're trying to get the thing first, and then once we get the thing, then we think we're gonna feel good, right? You want to get the money first, you want to get the success first, you want to get all the stuff first, right? You want to get all the stuff first, and then once I get the money, and then once I get the success, and then never happens because you're doing it backwards. You're hustling backwards, Jack. You're doing it backwards. Right, you gotta get the good. You gotta feel good first, yo. When you feel good before the thing comes. Yo, I'm telling you about. This is facts though. It's a proven fact. What they call it in school? When you guess it, hypothesis, right? This ain't no hypothesis. This is a proven fact. This is not a hypothesis. I'm not hypothesizing. This is no hypothesis. This is a fact. This is an actual fact that when you feel good, anything, if you feel good about the relationship before the relationship comes, the relationship gonna come. You feel good about the money before the money comes, then the money's gonna come. You feel good about the success before the success comes, success is gonna come. This is a fact. It's a fact. It's the feeling. The feeling gets the thing. It's the feeling. It's, yo, how are you feeling? You know what I'm saying? And so first and foremost, I need a commitment.
You cannot be a believer until you see your own life and the misery thereof and want to change. Are you committed?
Are you committed?
Because without commitment, nothing happens.
Without commitment, nothing happens. Are you committed?
If you don't learn to give,
yep,
like you learn to get every area that there is not reciprocity, it will die. Reciprocity. What do you give back for what you get? If you're not committed, you're not going to make it. Even the ones with the personalities you don't like. You have to be committed. Feeling the sun to love like never
before. Rise above the flight. Rise above the flight. Feeling the sun to love. Yep. Yo, I'm coming with a vengeance.
Through the storm and the rain and the heartache.
Time to soldier up, y'all.
And the disappointment.
31 days.
You have to believe in the we and the us and not the me and the you. Or you're not going to make it.
Yep.
It's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
It's not a feeling.
It's not a feeling.
Until you have had the taste of finishing, you will not respect yourself. Until you follow through, until something is done, come hell or high water, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up, and you continue to fight on, no matter the circumstances.
No matter the circumstances.
After a while, something begins to wither.
It's time to soldier up. I need the commitment, y'all. I need y'all to make a commitment. Y'all playing around. I'm a try. I'm a try. I'm gonna try. Try what? Make a commitment. Make a commitment. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come with a vengeance, yo.
Anytime you need something that you can't give to yourself, you're at the mercy of somebody else.
Yep.
And when they don't come through, you got pain. And what you become.
Yo, Pixify, just get Facebook for this.
What you didn't get. It's an urge.
Like, don't be extra. Just get Facebook.
Be told.
Just for
every
this.
Champion.
Are you committed, Pixify? Are you committed?
Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it.
Every winner has felt it.
Every soldier.
Let's go, Tony. Let's go.
Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit.
The urge to quit.
I don't care if you don't have the money.
Yep.
You don't have the help.
Yep.
And you don't have the family for it.
Yep.
And you don't have the background for it. and you don't have friends for
it, I don't care about none of that. Don't you give up on your dream.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long.
Yep.
You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you do it. You look like never before.
Rise above the flight. Time to soldier up. I'm coming with a vengeance.
Don't you quit.
Don't
you
quit.
Make a difference.
You do make a difference.
You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference. I don't care if you don't have the money.
I don't care if you don't have the money.
You don't have the help.
I don't care if you got the help.
You don't have the family for it. And you don't have the background for it. And you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on
the dream. Don't you give up on the dream.
Don't you
do it. Don't you do it.
Don't you quit. You do make a difference.
You do make a difference.
You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there.
Yep.
There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference.
You do make a difference. All right, so here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. Yo, look. Whenever we talking about this, we talk about the feeling, right? Feeling good. Feeling good is what's going to get, you know what I mean? You got to feel good in advance. You got to feel good first. You know what I'm saying? And it's December 1st. You know what I'm saying? It's December 1st. And so I need you to understand what this is. You know?
High, you know how,
you know how I feel.
Sun in the
sun
sky.
In the sky.
You know how,
you know how I'm feeling, yo.
Breeze
is drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. Stop making excuses. No excuses. A new dawn, new day. Yo, it's a new dawn. It's a new day. New life. Hey, yo, new life. It's a new life for you. Yo, it's a new life for you, man. Stop playing. Stop playing. Stop playing. It's a new dawn. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. Yep.
Three things I want you to do to nurture your vision. I want you to affirm it every day.
Affirm your vision every
affirm
day.
Affirm it every day. And don't affirm it as I'm trying.
I'm trying.
I wish.
I want to.
I am.
I am.
You say, I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am. I am. Every single day, I am is the creative force of the universe. Whatever you attach I am to, you will become. You know, people say I'm broke or I'm single. No, I'm waiting for my ideal mate to present himself to me in a way that I recognize. Whatever you attach I am to, I'm confused. No. I am awaiting
clarity at this moment.
So affirm your vision every day. And just because somebody else can't see your vision doesn't mean that it's not a powerful vision for you. Here's another key for you. Never judge your clarity on how other people respond. Did you hear me? They're going to say, what you doing? You crazy. Why are you doing that? You can't do that. Who told you you could do that? Who do you think you are? I love that one. Who do you think you are? Me? Affirm your vision. Clarify your vision. Know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how you're doing it, day by day, moment by moment. And sometimes the how only shows up on a need-to-know basis. Don't wait for the how until you start pursuing your vision. You understand? Don't wait for the how. Sometimes you just have to walk blindly. But if you just do your vision every single day, putting one foot in front of the other, committed to your desires, being obedient, walking through your fears, the vision will unfold much grander than you could have ever even imagined or asked for. So, this is what I say. To support your vision, instead of begging for it,
yep,
be still.
Be still!
Let your daily spiritual practice,
yep,
be one of stillness and listening.
Listen, be still.
Listen for the instruction.
Listen for the instruction.
Instead of begging for the direction.
Instead of begging for the direction.
Listen. Be still.
Be still. It's a new life. New life for me. New dawn. New day. A new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. New life, y'all. Be still, y'all. You know what I'm saying? A new dawn, new day.
Whatever you attach
I am to,
you will become.
Be still. Be still. Hey, yo, new life. Listen, so here's the deal. Yo, December 1st, yo, the next 31 days, I need you to be still. I need you to listen for instructions. I need you to affirm, right? We're not trying nothing. This is all about commitment. But here's a deeper thing, though. Here's a deeper thing. Anybody who's trying this challenge, I need you to understand why. If you know, right? If you know that feeling good gets you the thing and you really want the thing, but you don't do everything in your power to feel good, then you self-sabotaging. I hate to tell you this, but you self-sabotaging. There's something deeper happening. Right? There's something deeper happening. There's something deeper. Like somehow you don't think you deserve it. You don't think you deserve to feel good. You don't think you deserve to look good. You don't think you deserve to have all of your desires. There's a deeper thing. If you allow, right? If you allow yourself to not stay committed, then there's something deeper happening. There's something deeper happening. There's something that there's something, right?
Never really saw you coming.
I need you to see your value first. I need you to see your value. Because if you saw your value. Look, let me tell you something. Yo, every time I feel bad, I know I feel bad because I'm like procrastinating. Like procrastination is one of the things that make me feel bad, right? And so I know that if I feel bad, yo, just come on, let's just get some work done. And it doesn't fail. Every time I finish something that's on my to-do list, it's like, oh, I feel so good. So why would I procrastinate? Procrastination, man, let me go. Look, value yourself. Let's go with that value first. Let's go with value first. Let's go with value first. I need you to value yourself. I need you to value yourself. You worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. Yo, you deserve to feel good. You deserve love. You deserve happiness. You deserve peace. You deserve no more tears. Why are you crying about things that you could change? No more tears. Why are you crying about things you could change? Hey, yo, I need you to be self-love. Self-love, self-acceptance. You deserve all of it, excluding nothing. Yup.
Loneliness is a manifestation of self-hate.
Yup.
Let me put another way to you. Number one, self-love is a result of self-discovery. You gotta discover yourself first, or you'll never love yourself. Number two, self-love is a result of self-source. What I mean by that is, you have to discover where yourself was sourced. Where did you come from? You cannot love yourself if you don't know where you came from. Because source determines value. In other words, if I took a piece of rock and I cut it in half, does it become anything else? No, it's just a piece of a rock. Okay. If I cut it again, what did it become? a piece of rock. In other words, whatever it was originally, no matter how I break it down, that's what it is. So if I took a diamond and I cut it in half, whatever, I got two diamonds, cut it again, I got what? More diamonds. So now you see, it maintains the value. So if you don't know your source, you don't know your value. Number three, self-love is a result of self-worth.
Yep.
You can never give yourself worth if you don't know where you came from. And you can't know where you came from if you don't discover yourself and discover your source. In other words, you are suffering from other people's value of you. And that's why you need them to keep giving you value. Or sometimes we create value to the things we collect. That's why the fashion industry controls your life when you're broke and depressed. Because you keep trying to buy things to give yourself value because you ain't know how much you want. This is why you collect cars with big names and dresses with fancy brand names and shoes with brand names and you want to live in a certain way. Why? Because the whole thing has to do with a lack of self-love. It's you need to collect things to give yourself value. That's why when you lose them, you really go crazy. Number four, self-love is a result of self-esteem. Esteem means how much do you estimate your cost or worth? What is your estimation?
What is your estimation?
Some people, it is so low, they sell themselves on the street. It's called prostitution.
Let's go,
Stacy.
Sometimes
they sell themselves sophisticatedly in their jobs or even sell themselves in a relationship that they know they shouldn't go that low, but they don't have any estimation of their true value. And so they sell themselves cheap on the altar to compromise just to have company around them. You shouldn't marry anybody to make you feel important. Forget it. Self-love is a result of self-esteem. When you realize how much you are worth, you fall in love with yourself.
When you know how much you're worth, you fall in love with yourself. When you know how much you're worth, you fall in love with yourself. And so if you're not in love with yourself, it's just because you don't know your worth. That's it. If you're not in love with yourself, right? If you're not in love with yourself, then it's just because you don't know your worth. I need you to know your worth. I need you to know your worth. I need you to look yourself in the mirror and know how great you are. Like, yo, do you understand that there are billions of people on Earth and there is not one species that has the same DNA as you? Even if you had a twin, you and your twin got a separate DNA, right? So there will never, ever be another Ash Cash ever in existence. Like the way God has made me so perfect, it has perfectly crafted me, there is never will be another Ash Cash ever in existence. There will never be another you ever in existence. And so if you do not love yourself, it's only because you don't know your worth. It's only because you don't realize how dope you are, right? And your dopeness doesn't even have to be validated by anyone else, right? Because the mere fact that you have breath in your body means that you've been validated by God. That means that God says, "Yo, I still need you." Imagine that. Imagine God saying, "I need you." Right? Imagine God saying, "Yo, you know what, man? Out of all the people that I could take from this earth, I'm gonna give you another shot. Because the way I'm putting these pieces together, yo, you still part of this piece." Like, imagine God saying that. Imagine God saying, "I don't think I'm getting goosebumps. Like, I don't think y'all understand the honor it is for you to have breath in your body. I think y'all take it lightly." I think you take it lightly. I think you don't realize, right? I think you don't realize how much of an honor it is, right? Like how much of an honor it is to still be here, right? Like God is the greatest. Like God, the creator of all, needs you right now. At this very moment, God is like, "Yo, I'm not out of all the people, right? Out of all the people I could take out of here," and 2021 has been evident. He's been taking people out of here, right? 2020, evident. 19, evident. People are out of here. Out of all the people that God could take out of here, God still says, "Yo, family, I'm not done with you yet. Yo, family, I'm not done with you yet." God, the creator of all, has all the pieces of the puzzle, right? God sees it all, right? So God got all the pieces of the puzzle, all the pieces, knows that this affects this and this affects that and that affects this, has all the pieces of the puzzle. And God said, yo, fam, I need you because you're part of this puzzle and you playing with it. And you playing with the breath that you got. And so if you don't love yourself, you just don't see your worth. Because I think if you saw your worth, if you saw how perfect you are, if you saw how needed you are, not needed by people, right? Not needed by people, not needed by social media. The Most High God, the Most High God needs you because you still have breath. And because the Most High God needs you because you still have breath, I don't care who don't like me. I don't care who don't accept me.
Out of a Cracker Jack box. I then gave you a $10,000 diamond ring. I gave you both of them. Which one would you really love the most?
Yeesh.
Which one would you want to know where it is all the time? You don't care what a plastic ring is. Which one do you put in a nice leather pouch? And, you know, you put it in a private place. Self-estimation. Don't you treat yourself with leather pouch experience. Don't touch this. I just can't go anywhere. I am diamond, the same plastic. I can't be seen just with anybody. Come on, y'all talk to me now. See, but it has to do with your self-esteem. Number five, self-love is a result of self-concept. Concept has to do with pictures. The word concept means idea or picture. How you picture yourself determines how you treat yourself. And that picture comes from your discovery of where you came from. You know, a diamond is a diamond is a diamond. You ever heard that? And it's a rose, the rose, the rose. In other words, once the thing is in, that's what it is. And so your picture of yourself doesn't come from other people. But we keep getting it from them. Oh, you look nice. Well, listen, I don't need to tell me I look nice. I told myself that this morning before I left. And if you never told me, I still know I look nice. But I'm cool, man. This is me. I love me. You understand me? See, self-concept, you don't walk around allowing people to paint you how you should feel about yourself. And you're supposed to know who you are. Opposite to what my mother and father taught me in the same item as in the book. They said, son, never talk about yourself. My mom is very good. Well, stop talking about yourself. Stop talking about yourself. Well, yeah. Be considerate. Stop talking about yourself. Now, you see, that may sound nice, but that's stupid. That's what causes low self-esteem. When your child says, mommy, I'm good at this. Well, don't say you're good, you know. Now, stop that. Stop, you know, talking big about yourself. And they would correct you from feeling good about yourself. That's the word my mother said to me. Nothing is done with you. Stop saying I. Remember? So you don't do that. All right. His eye was cursed. I am the bread of life. I am the water of life.
I am
the way. I am the truth. I am the resurrection. I am the sheep gate. I am the way. I am the life. I am the bread. I am the water. I am the resurrection. Brother, you are the I.
Yes, yo, appreciate you, Ramaya. Hey, I got the best team in the world. I just want y'all to know that. I don't do this thing by myself.
A sense of self-concept, your own picture, that other people's opinion don't touch you. Their perception don't touch you.
Their perception don't touch you.
To be able to say to yourself, I am, if you don't know who you are, you can be. Number six, self-love is a result of self-identity.
Self-identity.
When you know who you are, you fall in love with yourself. Number seven, self-love is a result of self-value. How much do you value yourself?
How much do you value yourself?
Your love for yourself. If you believe you are valuable, you fall in love with yourself. Just like that ring, a diamond, or plastic. So discovery of your identity determines your attitude towards yourself, and that determines the measure of love of yourself, and that determines how much you can love me. We've been asking the wrong questions. You should never ask someone, do you love me? That's the wrong question.
Do you love yourself?
First question. But seriously, do you love me? That never was asked. And that is the question. And if they are shocked by the question, leave fast. Because right away you know, they don't even know what you're talking about. See? This is why marriages don't work. People go into marriage looking for love. You don't go to marriage looking
for love. You don't go marriage looking for love.
Because you already love yourself. Uh-oh. You want to share that with someone else.
Uh-oh.
You ain't looking for none. You got it already. Number seven. self-value. And here's some point I want to make here. Self-love is the source of true singleness. I think you've seen it already. That's why I always tell people, you ain't single yet.
Yeah.
Singleness is the most important relationship in the world. Because singleness is being totally in love with yourself. Singleness means that you love yourself so much, if no one loves you, you're still happy. Singleness means that your best friend is yourself. You can spend all day with yourself and take yourself out for dinner. Oh, come on, I feel like shouting out by myself. And believe me, I can do it all the time. Even as a married man, take myself for dinner and order stuff for myself. Love myself.
I love myself. Hey, everybody type in the chat, I love myself. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, type I love myself. In all caps. Everybody type I love myself. I love myself. I need you to shout it. I need you to shout it, though. I love myself. I love myself. So here's what we're gonna do though. Cause look. So for those who came in late, I know some of y'all late.
Mind Right Radio.
I know some of y'all late.
Source for mind elevation.
I know some of y'all late. So for those who came in late, right? For those who came in late, yo, we do it. So today's December 1st. We are doing a 31-day Mind Right, Body Right challenge, right? We're going to get our mind right. We're going to get our body right. So for 31 days, no meat. Pause. No meat, no fried food, no sugar, and no bread, right? So 31 days. Just do it for 31 days, right? No meat, no fried food, no sugar, no bread, right? But then also for 31 days, I want you to pray and meditate daily. I need you to drink a gallon of water every single day. I need you to listen to one audio book every day. And then, so my audio book I'm listening to is The Science of Getting Rich. And then 20 minutes of exercise daily. You know what I'm saying? 20 minutes of exercise daily. And so, Give me to like 10 o'clock or something like that. Oh no, I got somebody coming to shoot. But give me to like 10 o'clock, 10:30, right? Give me to like 10 o'clock, 10:30. I will have the website up where you can register, right? You can register for the website and join the Facebook group. Cause we're gonna hold each other accountable. And so what we're gonna do though, this is accountability. This is accountability. I'm personally going to put in $500, right? So everybody has to take a picture of what they look like with the date. I need you to take a blank piece of paper, right? Take a blank piece of paper, and I need you to write big on the date, right? I need you to write the date on it, right? So you're going to put 12/1/21, and you're going to take a picture of yourself holding it. The person with the best body transformation at the end of the 31 days, right? At the end of the 31 days, I'm going to give $500 to, right? I'm not going to guess. I'm not going to choose it. So I got Greg in the building. I got Munir in the building, Slim Guy Strength. So all of my trainers, y'all the ones that going to, I want y'all to join the group as well so y'all can inspire the people inside the group. Right. And so, look, Ramaya said, look, I'm putting in $100 too. So we starting the pot at $600. Right. But here's the catch. Here's the catch. And it's an honor system. Honor system. Only honor system. If you break, like if so here's the deal. Because I know sometimes, you know what I mean? Like we're not letting you off the hook. Right. We're not letting you off the hook. So any day. Right, any day that you break, then you got to put $20 into the pot. Right, $20 into the pot. So if you break, if you drink a lemonade in the month of December, then you got to cash out me $20, right? And everybody who breaks, that $20 goes into the pot, and whoever wins gets the 600 plus what, you know what I'm saying? Whatever people have paid for breaking for that day. Regardless of your break, you cannot give up. Once you commit, you committed. That means you're gonna see this thing out to the end. Once you commit, once you put your name in that thing, you're gonna commit. You know what I'm saying? And at look, $20. I had biscuit before this. Listen. It starts the moment that y'all sign up for the Facebook group. You know what I'm saying? Look, A-Lo says she put $100, so we starting at $700. We got $700 in the pot. We got $700 in the pot. Hey, Ramaya's putting $100. A-Lo putting $100. I'm putting $500. So right now the prize is at $700. And every day I'm a post in there how much the pot is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can eat fruit. No sugar. Like, no, like, white sugar. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you know, like, sugar. And, yo, this starts, look, this officially starts when you join the Facebook group. Yeah, you got fruit. You know what I'm saying? All right, last but not least, for those who are going to need this, look.
You are now tapped in.
Yo, self-discipline. Look, Squid Game. Self-discipline.
Mind Right Radio.
Oh, self-discipline.
Self-discipline
is the definition of self-love.
99%
no ice cream.
People are not ice cream, willing not sugar. To do what it takes to make
no processed
dreams
sugar.
Come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. The center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. You know, something as simple as food and eating is not about your body. As
yeah, you got 2 hours. Facts.
Look,
yo, the challenge start officially at 11. I'll have the website up and everything up at 11 o'clock. So if you want to have your last chicken biscuit, if you want to have your last chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A, if you want to take a sip, yo, do that. You got 2 hours. Squid Games. It starts in 2 hours.
Of your mind.
We're going to go back.
You are now tapped in and tuned in. MindRightRadio.com.
Tapped in and tuned in. Elevation on another level. MindRightRadio.com.
Self-discipline is the definition of self-love. 99% of people are not willing to do what it takes to make their dreams come true. The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. The center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. You know, something as simple as food and eating is not about your body as much as it is about your mind. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest. Every day, we are choosing that's not in our own best interest. So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, so you're going to kick yourself
in the balls? You're going to kick yourself in the balls?
Then you're going to stop yourself from getting what you dream. And I think the word discipline has kind
yeah,
of
no,
gotten
I mean, no
a
sugar.
Bad name.
You're going to drink
about
coffee.
It in terms of punishment.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna play this real quick, but look, coffee. Yeah, you could go coffee black, no sugar, no cream. Hey yo, Munir, honey, I don't know. Y'all trying to cheat? Can we do honey? Water and green tea for me. Natural sources of protein: seed, nuts, and beans. Thugs drink coffee without sugar. Can we do fish? I think you could do fish. Fish is protein. I think you could do fish. You know what I'm saying? You could do fish. I was gonna say no milk, but somebody they was like, all right, honey is good. So Munir says honey is good. Slim got strength. Stevia or agave. So honey is good. Natural shut. Natural. I'm gonna post it in like 2 hours. Cause we just figured this thing out just now. You know what I'm saying? Winning if we could do fish. Yeah, you could do fish, right? Munir, we could do fish. Yeah, or nay on the fish. No pork, no beef, no chicken, no turkey, no zeal, right? I don't know what zeal is. No zeal. Yeah, right. If you slip up, give me my $20. Give me $20. If you slip up, give me $20 and get back on track. You know what I'm saying? We good on fish? All right, yes on fish. Yes to fish. We can do fish. Yes to fish. We can do fish. We good. Yeah, we good on fish. We can do fish. So fish is good. Honey is natural. Coffee is good. Coffee beans are, you know what I'm saying? Coffee beans are good. But no sugar, though. You know what I'm saying? No tilapia. Tilapia is like pork, though. That's a fact. If you know, you know. Tilapia is the pork of fish. So if you're going to do fish, stay away from the tilapia. I don't mean to burst nobody's bubbles, but tilapia is the pork of fish. I just found this shrimp pizza. Look, I just found this shrimp pizza with cauliflower crust. If we do no dairy, I'm going to be sad because it's good. I think we go with, I mean, we could do, I mean, I think one thing at a time. Look, black people don't think fish is meat, but I'm okay with that. I drink without sugar or honey anyway. We all need to save grocery lists at this point. Coconut milk is a good replacement product for milk. That's a fact. Agusu, I don't know what agusu soup is. What's wrong with chicken? I'm just curious. No meat. I'll post in the Facebook group, this documentary about chicken. Why we should get rid of chicken at least. All right, cool. Who dropping the list though? Yo, we're gonna do all this in the Facebook group. Let me what time is it? Nah, let me get out of here, y'all. Let me get out of here. I was gonna let this thing rock, but y'all ask a lot of questions because y'all ready. Fish is flesh, therefore it's meat. Let's get a list. All right, let me get the website going. Let me get everything popping first. I don't know where the goose is. No land animals. How about that? Beyond meat is, I think beyond meat is fine. It's no meat in it. It's plant based. It's the mind right, body right challenge. The mind right, body right challenge. That's what we're calling this. We're calling this the mind right, body right challenge. 31 days. All right, let me go, because I got to get this website up so everybody could be rocking. All right, let's go. Hey, yo, I'm gonna have the website and all that up soon. Now, Beyond don't got soy in it, though. One of them don't have soy. All right, y'all, let me get out of here because I'm reading too much. All right, y'all, appreciate the badge love. Ramai Trash, thank you for the badge love. Ismay Lowe, thank you for the badge love. Greg, thank you for the badge love. Miss Tiff 817, thank you for the badge love. Patrick Watkins, thank you for the badge love. KR Kids Clothing, thank you for the badge love. Miss Tony, she is Tony Jefferson, thank you for the badge love. Aaron G, DCP, thank you for the badge love. Shane, My man Shane, thank you for the badge love. Queen I Jazz, thank you for the badge love. Shoe Solutions, thank you for the badge love. The Business Bully, appreciate the badge love, sir. Hey yo, so the website to register is gonna be up soon. I'm building every day. Website gonna be up soon. Hey, look, thank you, A-Lo. Ramaya just sent us $100. A-Lo just sent her $100. So we got $700 in the pot. I like how that sound. All right, y'all. So we good money. Fat shot. My YouTube and Facebook folks. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all for tapping in. Jessica Mejia says she in the building. She good. You know what I'm saying? Marlon Ross is joining the challenge. Alicia Nelson is joining the challenge. David Graham is joining the challenge. You know what I mean? So salute. Your spoiledness is joining the challenge. Angel Jones is joining the challenge. Andrea Sutherland is joining the challenge. So we in the building, man. Jay Marie is joining the challenge. So fast out to my, yo, fast out to YouTube, you know what I'm saying? YouTube and Facebook, you know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Website is coming up soon. What we doing? MindRightBodyRightChallenge.com is not up yet, but it's going to be up soon. MindRightBodyRightChallenge.com. Join it. Join the Facebook group. What else? Yo, no show. No show tomorrow or Friday. I'll be in Houston in God's will. At the University of Houston for the Funny Money Tour, sponsored by Wells Fargo. Salute to the good folks. Thursday, we got a powerful episode of Inside the Vault. So make sure y'all tap in. Today's Wednesday, right? So tomorrow we got a powerful episode of Inside the Vault. So make sure y'all tap in. What else we got going on? I think that's it. Oh, hey, Jessica, I appreciate you. Thank you. Salute. Thank you. That you can buy. Oh, okay, perfect. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I will see y'all. Remember, look, I will see y'all on Monday in God's will. So no show tomorrow. No show on Friday. I will see y'all on Monday in God's will. Inshallah, in God's will. I will see y'all on Monday. Slim guy, I got you. Got you, King. Impossible meat has soy, not good. All right, cool. Yo, yeah, once we get in the group, y'all can tell us what's good, not good, and all that stuff. But join the group. Yeah, so yo, look, yo, at 11 o'clock, website, Facebook group, all that be set up by 11 o'clock. And so we should be good. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all on Monday in God's will, same time, same place. All right, peace.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.